In 1854, the wheel of history turned. A train of events that mobilized the anti-slavery North resulted in the formation of the Republican Party and ultimately provided Lincoln's generation with a challenge equal to or surpassing that of the Founding Fathers. The sequence began when settlers in Kansas and Nebraska called upon Congress to grant them territorial status, raising once again the contentious question of extending slavery into the territories. As chairman of the Committee on Territories, Illinois Senator Stephen Douglas introduced a bill that appeared to provide an easy solution to the problem by allowing the settlers themselves the popular sovereignty to decide if they wished to become free or slave states. This solution proved anything but simple. The passage of the Kansas-Nebraska Act meant that the Missouri Compromise was null and void, opening the possibility of slavery to land long since guaranteed to freedom. Enforcement of fugitive slave provisions contained in the Compromise of 1850 had aroused Northern ire. Near riots erupted when slaveholders tried to recapture runaway slaves who had settled in Boston and New York. As the Senate debate on the Kansas-Nebraska Act opened, Northerners were stirred into action in greater numbers than ever, the historian Don Fehrenbacher has written, fighting with all the fierceness of an army defending its homeland against invasion. Passions in the South were equally aroused. To Southerners, the issue of Kansas was not merely an issue of slavery, but whether they, who had helped create and enlarge the nation with Southern blood, would be entitled to share in the territories held in common by the entire country. "The day may come," said Governor Thomas Bragg of North Carolina, "when our Northern brethren will discover that the Southern states intend to be equals in the Union."